This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle
So I have a question. With Dwayne The Rock Johnson saying he won't be endorsing Joe Biden as he did back in 2020, would he listen to Dr. Jill? And would Dr. Jill be able to persuade him? Because she simply said, yeah, hey, when people look at the choices, you know, she's pretty confident Joe is going to win this election. And I don't know. Once you lose The Rock, I don't know what's going to happen after that. But, yeah, I don't know. Dr. Jill could probably, she's probably trying to make some plans to get in contact with The Rock, I'm pretty sure, and explain to him about the choices that we have. But I actually am glad, folks, that she did mention the word choices, because we do have pretty stark choice. And this even goes back to the days of Ronald Reagan when he was running for president. And he talked about the choice that we have. Very, very clear choices. And I think that the voting public, they prefer clear choices. I think this is one of the reasons why the No Labels Party is no longer going to be labeling anything. They're not going to be offering up, we understand, a presidential ticket. The so-called unity ticket. I do think, and because a lot of people have told me, and by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number two is launching, is officially underway at this moment, the weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to leave me a direct message, you can also call in if you're part of our live broadcast here early Saturday morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. And as I was saying about the clear choices and the no labels, you know, people will come up to me or they will tell me in course of conversation and they will say, you know, I want a little bit of this. I want a little bit of that. And I want something a little bit more down the middle. And to some degree that I see that, I understand that. I think most of us want to be able to have something that will work. Okay, that will, or people that could work together. They expect their, and this is one of the things, they expect their government to actually function. That's what voters expect. This is one of the reasons why voters will throw up their hands. This is one of the reasons why voters will simply say, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. This makes no sense. It doesn't matter which way I vote, because everything kind of just winds up being terrible from their perspective. So that's why I think something like a no-labels unity ticket doesn't really go very far in today's political climate, because people are seeing that it's kind of getting down to it's one or the other. We're either going to, you know, continue to go down this path that Joe Biden and the Joe Bidenites or whatever you call them have put us on, whoever's making these decisions behind the scenes in the basement of the White House, again, to serve a political agenda, to serve some other notion of rearranging America, you know, the fundamental transformation of America. They're leading us down this path for whatever reason, but it's bad, it's wrong, and it's not going to work, and it's going to be destructive. So either we keep going down that road, or we make a clear choice. And in so many ways, a clean break, and we go a different direction and try to get back on course. The more that you start looking at the way things were going on in terms of policy, in terms of direction under the Trump administration, the more people are going to start saying to themselves, the clear choice is going to be reversing what we're doing right now, getting back on track. And I'm telling you, it's not theoretical anymore. it's not theoretical. You know, we were talking with our good friend Frank Salvato on the program yesterday morning on the Friday edition, and we were talking about, and I think he made a great point. He made a great point in that the Democrat Party is being taken over by Marxists, essentially. This is the ideology. This is the modus operandi. This is how this sort of takeover goes on, and the ruination of our system, of our political system, of our economic system, all these things. This is what happens. And one of the things that always comes to my mind when you talk about Marxists or communists or even socialists is that they will tell you, they will look you right in the eye, and they will say, well, guess what? It was never tried correctly. It was never put into its purest form where it works and everything's going to be fine. It's all egalitarian, and this is going to be so much of a better system than your capitalist system, which is responsible for all bad things in the world, including global warming, including climate change, whatever they want to call it, including everything. Just anything that's bad, it's going to be traced back to capitalism somehow, some way. So, again, it's not about, well, we could try it Trump's way and just kind of see, because that's really not even, that's not valid. Because this is no longer theoretical stuff. It's no longer theoretical as to what makes America go, what makes America prosperous, what makes America strong. These things aren't theoretical. They're not esoteric concepts that you sort of have to, you know, kind of, I don't know, just sort of contemplate, it's not something like that. Likewise, what we've seen with Marxism and communism and to even a great degree socialism, quote unquote, it always winds up bad. It always winds up in a disaster. And this really what amounts to, again, the propagandizing of especially of our younger people. It's like, oh, well, you know, I'm telling you, just things would be better if we were just a bunch of Marxists. And that's never going to work. It's going to create disaster. It's going to create death. It's going to create chaos and misery. And that's not what we're about here in this country. We're about, you know, pursuing happiness. Remember that part? That's part of what we do. Stay right here, folks. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Give a shout out this morning to Wally, and he's listening, of course, in Florida and listening on GCN, we understand. Good for you, Wally. That's pretty cool. He says, with all these earthquakes, I hope the fault line down the center of Florida doesn't decide to move. I would be gone living in Pinellas County. Well, I hope so, too, Wally. Absolutely. I really do. That's something that we would never want to see happen at all. But earthquakes are funny things, aren't they? Because all of a sudden you get something that you haven't had in over a century, and it starts happening. But that's all how the plates do move around, and the mountains got built a certain way, and this kind of thing. So these are processes that happen, and a lot of times it's when that energy gets released. And the rocks break or something like that, all of a sudden it starts moving. And it kind of reminds us, sometimes these earth processes that go on are just much, much, much bigger than we are. But here we go, coming off the heels of the Statue of Liberty getting struck by lightning. And then also, of course, you had the camera on the Statue of Liberty recording some of that movement, looking back towards New York City with that 4.8 earthquake. Yes, be safe, Wally. Absolutely. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you're there. And thanks so much for the message. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you here this morning as we go through the weekend edition of the show. Lots more to talk about, lots more to do. I want to bring back, we heard a little bit of this quote on the Friday edition, but for our weekend listeners, I do want to bring this back as well. This is Peter Ducey talking, giving a question to John Kirby at the White House press briefing room about what Ducey is kind of setting up as what is the wavering support of Israel like now? Because heretofore, it's always been unwavering, especially after October 7th, The word used is unwavering. It's unwavering, but now it seems to kind of be wavering based on the phone call between Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden. The Biden administration now just inserting itself into the middle of this and talking about making policy changes against Israel or in relation to Israel. If other things aren't done, if they don't do this the way that the White House believes they should do it. So this is getting pretty, pretty intense, my friends. Let's listen in to Ducey versus Kirby. Here we go.
John, to follow up on that first, did the CIA warn Israel or did President Biden warn Netanyahu today about an Iranian plan to attack inside Israel within 48 hours?
I'm not going to talk about intelligence matters, Peter. I think you can understand. They did talk about a very public and very viable, real threat by Iran to Israel's security, and I think I need to leave it at that. It's really as far as I can go.
On October 7th, President Biden said, "My administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering." That is not true anymore, correct?
It is true. Still true today.
How is his support unwavering, but you're also reconsidering policy choices?
Both can be true.
They cannot be true. They're completely different things.
No. I'm sorry. He is wavering. Come on.
How is he not wavering?
Come on. As I said, and as it says in that readout, we made clear, and he made it clear to the Prime Minister in his call, that our support for Israel's self-defense remains ironclad. They face a range of threats, and the United States isn't going to walk away from helping Israel defend itself. That said, you can say all that, and you can act on that, and you can believe that, and the president does, and still believe that the manner in which they're defending themselves against the Hamas threat needs to change. And that is the conversation that we had today. But both things are true. Our support is ironclad and consistent. It's not going to stop. It's not going to waver. But will there perhaps be some policy changes we might have to make if we don't see policy changes out of Israel? Yes.
How is that unwavering? It sounds like you guys are trying to have it both ways here.
Okay, stop right there.
I don't know.
Bingo. That's exactly what they're doing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be just overly simplistic with this, but that's really what they're trying to do. Peter Ducey hit it right on the head. They're trying to have it both ways. This is exactly the navigation pattern of your garden variety Democrat Party administration. They have to be able to tell you one thing, or maybe two things, tell you you're wrong if you differentiate between those two things and realize that they are two different things, and tell you what you want to hear because they're trying to placate some constituency that they're afraid of losing because they know they have to be more extreme for them. They have to be more and more extreme for that particular constituency or similar ones. In this case, they want to look like they're taking Israel to task for the way that they're defending themselves, that there was the terrible tragedy, which Israel has owned up to, about the aid workers being tragically killed in the strike. And so they have to be very extreme because they know there are a lot of people who don't like Israel, who would rather see Hamas be victorious. I hate to put it like that. I hate to say that. It seems to be so counter common sense. But that's where we're at. That's where you have some people. That's where their sentiments lie. And at the same time, they've got to also try to shore up, you know, the greater America, as it were, of people who say, well, wait a minute, we're not going to leave Israel out in the cold, are we? But you tell me, my friends, what does it mean to say, well, you know, I have unwavering support for you, but we might make some policy changes if we're not satisfied. And that, to me, really is a big deal. How do you say that to anybody? Oh, I support you. I completely support you. But unless you make these changes, I'm going to make some policy changes. And I'm talking about having a friend who's, you know, that you would say this kind of thing to. But obviously, there is a quid pro quo here, and there is a threat. If Israel doesn't do what the Biden administration is telling them to do, well, then that means that we're going to withdraw some of our support, all of our support. We're not going to do this or that. We're going to stop sharing intelligence. I mean, I'm just speculating here. What would change? And certainly whatever would change would be have a significant impact, let's say, on Israel's overall security. So I hate to make this kind of prediction, and that is that we are going to see Israel do what it needs to do, what it feels it needs to do. Israel's going to defend itself against Hamas. It's going to defend itself against Iran. It's going to defend itself against all comers. And the American administration, because it's embroiled in an election year battle right now, we're going to continue to see it waver in its support for Israel and how it's trying to play it out to the country, to these constituencies, and to the rest of the world. It really is something to behold, isn't it? It's very, very troubling indeed. But I'm telling you that, you know, for the first time here, we are seeing this major shift, this major break. And it's not going to end up well. And by the way, John Kirby, I would rather have you stand there at the podium and say, America is going to help in any way, shape, or form stop Hamas. We're going to continue to pressure other countries. We're going to pressure Iran for sure. We're going to tell Iran, you want to strike Israel? Well, guess what? You're going to take us on at the same time. And to Hamas with the Palestinians and Rafah, well, it's either Hamas is going to have to surrender or do something that's going to help the people. Why isn't it incumbent upon Hamas to protect their own people? Well, of course, they're not going to do that. Their own people are cannon fodder. Their own people are human shields. And yes, it sounds intense, and yes, it sounds terrible, but that's what it is. So while we're going to change our policy towards Israel, we're not going to. How about changing our policy towards Hamas, or intensifying it, or scaring them into stopping stuff like that? I don't know. I'm just saying, folks. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break is upon us, but we shall return in a very, very short period of time. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, fortunately, there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition continues to fly by at warp speed, as a matter of fact. And I appreciate Aaron in Denver so very much. We love it when Aaron calls the program. And Aaron called up one night and said, because I mentioned about going by at warp speed, and said, yeah, just as long as the crystals don't burn out. All right. And that just made my day. So much. That's right. We don't want those dilithium crystals to suddenly disintegrate or something. Not at warp speed, Captain. Right? Exactly. Because that's what, of course, they used on the Starship Enterprise, of course. And so I love it when people get references like that. I love it. And then call me up and tell me. It's great. I'll tell you that, folks, we have a lot going on. Outside of the world of politics, outside of the world of social upheaval, outside of all these things that seem to be bearing down on us, one of the things that you probably use every single day is your computer. That's for sure, certainly in business. And a lot of computers out there are running Windows 10. It's been around for, well, almost 10 years now, as I understand. And just about everybody I know has Windows 10 if they run a PC. A lot of people will run Macs as well. I've got a good friend who runs that swears by his Mac and everything, and so that's definitely an option. But typically for business for companies or people doing those kinds of applications, you're going to find PCs, and those PCs are going to be running Windows 10. Now, we now know, of course, when the support for that operating system, which is running on a vast majority of computers out there, is going to come to an end date, and that date is going to be October 25th, 2025, I believe. That's when it's going to, October 14th, 2025. So if you want to continue using Windows 10 after that, you can. It's not going to self-destruct or anything, but it will not get any more of those very important security updates. So if you're running something like that right now, you do have time in order to go and upgrade. But here's the other rub. Most of the PCs out there are going to be using processors that aren't approved for Windows 11. So that's what they want you to do. They want you to update to Windows 11. But most of those processors won't run it properly. I think some have installed it and so forth, but they're not going to support it, basically. And that's part of that is because those processors won't run the security protocols that Windows 11 uses in order to try to keep your PC and your computer more secure overall. And so, at any rate, this from the Verge, and this is Microsoft is ending support for Windows 10 on October 14th, 2025. Now, it seems like a long way away, but it's not. It'll be here before you know it, at least in terms of trying to get your computer upgraded and transfer everything. And you'll need to pay dearly, yearly, I guess dearly, I misread that, but I think it is dearly. You'll have to pay dearly yearly if you want to continue using the operating system securely. Microsoft will offer extended security updates for Windows 10 users, with pricing starting at $61 for the first year. The pricing for additional security updates will be offered to consumers for the first time ever with Windows 10. Businesses and consumers will need to purchase ESU licenses for each Windows 10 device they plan to use after the cutoff date, basically. For businesses, the first year is priced at $61. Then it doubles to $122 for the second year. Then doubles again in year three to $244. So if you enter into the ESU program in year two, you'll have to pay for year one as well, since the ESUs are cumulative. So this is Microsoft's way of getting its customers, I guess, to have to go buy not just a whole new operating system, but a whole new computer, most likely. And so that's one of the things. A lot of new computers right now are coming out with Windows 11, I understand. But we just wanted to mention this to you so it gets on your radar, because this kind of thing does sneak up on you. Yes, it's over a year and a half away now, basically, but it will go very, very quickly. And a lot of times where our computers are so important, they have so much stuff, and we can't live without them each day. So you don't want to ever get into the position where you're not going to be able to run it securely. So just have this on your radar if you haven't already heard about it. And, of course, back in the day, people had Windows 7, they had Windows 8, and the Windows 10 was offered, I think, pretty much as a free upgrade. A lot of people would just do that. But it wasn't as persnickety as Windows 11 is, according to these articles that I've seen. So you want to just make sure that this again is on your radar. And by the way, I seem to recall that it was a long time ago there was some kind of a infiltration or a security breach, but it had to do with an old computer in some basement of a company, and it was still running Windows XP. Remember Windows XP all those years ago? And that's one of the ways people could get in, because again, that operating system was easy to get through, or they're all known vulnerabilities that it had. So you want to just be careful. So we provide this as a public service for our great listeners out there across the highways and byways of the land. All right. So getting back to some of the international intrigue here. And potentialities, this coming to us from Town Hall, Sarah Arnold writing at townhall.com. Governor Greg Abbott, of course, Republican of Texas, is warning Americans that another 9/11-like attack is a strong possibility as President Joe Biden's open border continues to pose a security risk to the United States. He criticized the Biden administration for refusing to take responsibility and stop terrorists from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, threatening American communities and their safety. Abbott said that the number of known illegal terrorist immigrants that have been apprehended is extraordinary, quote-unquote. But stressed that an even bigger number of illegal aliens have successfully crossed the border without being caught. This is really true. He goes on to, from an interview with Fox News, the administration is doing nothing to stop terrorists from coming across the border. They are knowingly allowing them in. And there are two categories here. There are the terrorists who were actually apprehended. The terrorists apprehended are an all-time record. He goes on to say many multiples of those that came across the border under the Trump administration. And second, he says the terrorist will pay extra not to be caught. What that means, he explains, is the number that we've caught, which is extraordinary. There's far more that have gotten across the border. Also, last month, the FBI director talked about a potential 9/11 terrorist attack because of the terrorists who are coming across our border. The chief job of the president of the United States is national security. President Biden is failing at national security. We are extraordinarily concerned about a terrorist attack occurring in Texas or elsewhere in the United States because terrorists are crossing our border and at will, and they go unstopped, basically. So, again, this is it's a dire warning. It's certainly something that is fair to warn about because we don't have the information, right? In other words, the potentiality and the people that have been caught or have been apprehended or identified feels like it's just the tip of the iceberg. And in the absence of having real concrete information that it's not the tip of the iceberg, I think we got to act like it is. And you say, oh, well, you know, Kyle, you're just being alarmist and you're just trying to sensationalize this. No, I'm not. I'm really not. I don't want to sensationalize this. Do you want to walk around worrying about the next terrorist attack? Well, we kind of do. We kind of have to. We're the ones put in that position, not because we're looking for the next terrorist attack or somehow think that talking about this is even going to create this, a political advantage. I would rather not worry about the terrorist attacks, knowing that the border was going to be secure and that everything possible that could be done was being done in order to facilitate the security of all Americans. And this goes beyond the idea of the Democrat Party elite wanting to bring people in because they believe they're eventually going to give them the right to vote and they're going to then keep the Democrats in power in perpetuity. I think that's a separate problem. That's a real problem, obviously. But what's happening, though, again, is that all of us terrorists don't discriminate, by the way. They don't discriminate about who they're going to attack when they do some kind of operation. They don't go ask you, hey, do you support the Biden administration? Are you pro-Hamas? Are you pro-Israel? They don't. No, they're just going to attack. So that's why the border's there for all of us. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We've got a great song and Denise Simon. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The overnight hours and your weekend hours as well at warp speed. We're glad to be with you folks. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we've got a lot more to tell you about on the program, and we've also come to the part of the program where we've got another great song to play for you here to keep you going through the overnight hours or the weekend, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever you're hearing this program today. Whatever time it might be, we still want to give you a pick-me-up. We still want to make sure that you got something to kind of keep you going, keep the blood pumping, keep you focused, keep you on track. And I'm telling you, we've got a lot of great songs to play for you, and we've got another great request. We had a little technical difficulty there during the break, so we're going to bring Ron's request back at a different time, if that's all right. But we do have something else in the meantime for the weekend, and so I do apologize for that. But every once in a while, we have a little bit of a technical issue there. But let's we're actually going to do. We had a Clapton song bring us in here on the from the break, and I think we're going to continue with another cool Clapton song. I think we've heard it once before, and this one is called "Bad Love." It's one of my favorite Clapton songs as well. And so here we go. Eric Clapton had enough of bad love. Clapton can do a bad song. I'm pretty sure, but it can't happen. And I really do like Eric Clapton's playing, and certainly the work he even did with the Beatles, you know, and then subsequently thereafter with I believe George Harrison as well, and so forth. You know, Clapton is just one of those guitarists that he can just make this thing do whatever it is that he wants it to do. You know, it's kind of like Steve Perry. When Steve Perry sings, he can make his vocals do whatever he wants to do. But thanks again to Driver Ron. We are going to get that request on, I think, I think it would be perfect for Times 2 Tuesday, because while that song was playing, I got that idea in my head. I think we'll use your suggestion, Ron, for Times 2 Tuesday, and I think I know exactly how it can work out. Anyway, thanks again for sending that in. And, folks, it's time now to connect our two studios together from coast to coast. We're coming at you live here on this weekend edition. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy weekend, Denise.
Happy weekend to you. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Happy weekend indeed. And, you know, of course, we've got, you know, I mentioned this the other day, a gentleman by the name of Fred Flights, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And know him well.
That's right. I remember you saying that. And I saw his quote earlier today on Newsmax. He has some real concerns about American service people in station in and around the Middle East, that they might be vulnerable to an Iranian attack as a possible alternative against Israel proper.
You know, he comes from a perspective of having things in context of things that happened previously and those vulnerabilities, and least of which we have to remember Benghazi.
But, of course, part of what he was talking about was that, you know, Israel can defend itself. The targets are very hard there, as they say. So Iran may decide to have an alternative. But even doing that, a direct attack on American troops would be, again, where wouldn't that just be a declaration of all-out total war? And what would the Biden administration?
Well, it is a war. I mean, we've already had direct attacks on our troops in Iraq and in Syria. We've got an administration that is in a pre-9/11 mentality, and I would argue that pretty much every lawmaker that was around during the 9/11 commission report, which also had recommendations, every single lawmaker signed off on those recommendations, every single one of them, which included, by the way, the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have short memories, and, you know, we take pity on our enemies. You know, we're trying to win over their hearts and minds. Like,
and you know what, though? Hamas doesn't feel like that. Iran doesn't feel like that. They don't want to win.
Al-Qaeda doesn't feel like that. Islamic State doesn't feel like that. That's right.
Yeah. And so, again, Israel understands this concept, right? They understand that they're in a fight for their survival. And to a great degree, Americans are as well, you know, only because these attacks will be relentless. And I don't know that we're going to be able to satisfy them in some way, you know, even with the Biden administration making the moves it's making against Israel, threatening policy changes and things like that. That doesn't make Iran and the mullahs say, maybe we've misjudged, you know, America. They're not going to think that.
Tony Blinken, Jake Sherman and crowd canceled their trip to Saudi Arabia to advance the Abraham Accords. And I've been stomping my feet talking about where is Egypt in all of this, and where is Qatar in all of this, and where is Jordan in all of this. So Biden picks up the phone and calls.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. Yeah, hold that thought, because we're going to come back from the top of the hour news, and we will pick up right there. Biden picks up the phone. You'll pick us up right after the top of the hour news. Stay right there, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.